Good morning. My name is Johan Els. And the thought for today, the joy and the crown. Paul telling the people in Philippi, Philippians 4 verse 1, you are my joy, you are my crown, I long for you. Two vivid pictures behind the word joy and crown. Well, take the word crown. When Paul says that the Philippians are his crown, I want to take you into this. There are two words for crown in the Greek language, and they have different backgrounds and different meanings. The first one is a diadem. That's one of the words for crown, a diadem. A diadem in Greek means the royal crown, the crown of kingship. A diadem. We talk about that in English as well. And the royal family in England, they wear these tiaras and diadems and so on with diamonds and so on. That means they are royal. It's a royal crown, the crown of kingship. That's a diadem. One word for crown. The other word for crown is a stephanos. A stephanos. Like Stephen, a stephanos. And that's the word Paul is using to tell the people in Philippi, you are my crown, you are my stephanos. Not a royal crown, not a crown of kingship, but a stephanos. And this word stephanos has two backgrounds. The first, it was the crown of the victorious athlete at the Greek Games, and it was made of wild olive leaves interwoven with green parsley and bay leaves. That was called a stephanos, victorious athletes at the Greek Games received a stephanos. A stephanos made of wild olive leaves interwoven with green parsley and bay leaves. To win that crown was the peak of the athlete's ambition, like at the Tokyo Games. Then the other one is, it was a guest's crown when they sat at a banquet at some time of great joy. Now, this is what Paul is telling them. You are my crown. You are like the victorious athletes at the Greek Games. You have run the race and won the race of faith. And now you are sitting down at a banquet. You are crowned with this crown, Stephanos. Oh, may you and I wear a crown to the glory of God today.